Sunday morning here at home. The sky is blue as the coffee's strong. It's true. But then I open my eyes to this dream realized in front of me.
Welcome back to Eco Talk. That beautiful music you're hearing is by musician Martin Sexton, who's going to join us in a moment. He has a green story to tell, but joining me in studio is Grady O'Shaughnessy, and he's from the very green company known as Cliff Bar. I'm sure you've heard about it. And he's the brand experience manager of Green Notes. So we have a very green show as usual. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You've been with Cliff Bar for a while, but you just started Green Notes about 6 months ago.
Right.
And we're going to hear all about that and also talk to Martin Sexton, a musician who is part of this. And you also have launched a very ambitious and impressive biodiesel program at Cliff Bar. And mm-hmm. I suppose there's some connection there.
Right, right. Yeah, we've actually, most people know us as a food company and one that's passionate about the outdoors and our involvement in sport and more now about sustainability. But there's a music story that's there as well that most people haven't heard about. Gary Erickson, the guy who founded the company, has been playing in jazz bands, you know, since he was a kid. And there are musicians in-house who get together and play regularly, and we have a stage in-house. And so at some point we realized that we wanted to get more involved in music and bring what we learned on the sustainability front to fans. And so in October we created the program that essentially has us bringing some of what we learned on the green front to artists, and then we want to work with them to spread the message to their fans.
So sort of a mobile marketing tour operated on the fleet with biodiesel.
Well, yeah. I guess you could call it that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's the connection. Martin, welcome to the program. Love your music. We were just listening to the song from your album called...
Seed. What's happening, Grady?
How you doing, Martin?
I want to hear, Martin, about the seeds for your involvement in this project. I have a feeling Al Gore had something to do with it.
He did. You know, I've always been, you know, I've come from a real big family, so I hate waste. I've always hated waste. And
me
I always
too.
Like to reuse things and try to do what I can to get the most out of everything, whether it's my clothes or whatever. But I've always, you know, dragged my recycling to the curb every Wednesday morning and try to, you know, get the right kind of light bulbs. But when I saw An Inconvenient Truth, it really was my wake-up call to bring my sense of responsibility a bit further than my own, you know, home, my own, you know, personal responsibility. I wanted to bring it into my work and try to maybe even be a power of example of how this can work.
I think you're doing just that. And certainly Cliff Bar has set a very high bar. That's the name of Gary Erickson's book, Raising the Bar,
Raising
I believe.
The bar, yeah.
Yeah, you're up there with Patagonia and being the greenest company in the land. Good for you.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to be compared to them. I think that there's a lot of us who aspire to do as well as they have. So
we've heard about some of your green initiatives. We had Cheryl Loughlin on the program about 6 months ago. Tell us about some of the things you've done since then, and let's talk a little bit more about the biodiesel program.
Sure. Well, with respect to biodiesel, we've for the last few years, we've worked, you know, across a lot of our programs to get the word out about what we've been learning internally. And a few years ago, we got turned on to alternative fuels and biodiesel specifically. And, you know, it's a vegetable-based alternative fuel. And as a food company, that, you know, there was an immediate connection there, and also one who was looking to reduce its environmental impact. We started learning, and the more we learned, the more we got interested in it. So we started fueling one vehicle on biodiesel, and we got out on the road and talked to people about the company, but also some of these initiatives that we were so becoming more and more passionate about. And then over the years, we decided to incorporate, you know, biodiesel into more and more of what we were doing. And then recently, we made the switch over to use biodiesel in every vehicle, every Cliff Bar fleet vehicle that we have.
Which is how many?
There are 8 vehicles out in the road in different cities around the country. And we also have 2 trucks, which actually transport the bars from our bakery to our distributor, and they're running on biodiesel as well.
And these are Dodge Ram 2500 turbo diesel trucks?
Those are the ones that are out in each city that are being taken from event to event, and they're a part of the presence at events, and they actually become a functional piece of our story when they're actually there on site. And the final piece is that we instituted a program that provides financial incentive to our employees to make the switch, either to hybrids or to diesels if they want to run them on biodiesel, so they can get a $5,000 forgivable loan to make the switch, and a lot of people are jumping on board that, so it's pretty exciting to see.
Fabulous. Now, I don't think you use oil to make your bars, but if you did, I guess you could have your own biodiesel right there. Just take your waste and put it in the truck.
Right. Well, yeah, biodiesel, a lot of it's made from soybeans and a number of other feedstocks, and we have a lot of soy in our product.
So you do use your own?
We don't. No, that's a good idea, though.
That's your next initiative. You don't even have to do any transportation of it. So tell us about Cool Commute. That was launched since we talked to CEO Cheryl Loughlin. Actually, right. Cheryl just stepped down. We should mention the CEO of Clif Bar. She brought a lot of wonderful things to the company, including the Luna Bar.
She did. She brought a lot of amazing things to the company. And she's got two kids at home, and I think she realized that she wanted to spend more time with them. And so we were all pretty sad to see her go. She's been there for 8 or 9 years and done an amazing job, but I think everyone applauded the decision to spend more time with their families.
Yeah,
so,
they grow up quickly.
They do. So the Cool Commute program, which I was speaking about before, is another way that we're trying to extend, you know, an invitation to employees to, you know, practice what we're learning about on the ground level.
How's that going?
It's going really well. We've had a few folks purchase diesel vehicles, which they're now running on biodiesel, and a few folks also have purchased hybrids. This program's only a few months old, so we hope to see even more in the coming months.
Okay, let's get back to Martin.
Hi there.
You still there? So tell
sure
us
am.
Tell us about the Green Notes tour. Both of you chip in a little bit.
Sure.
Well, from my end, it's just a great experience where it's actually a very viable solution. I mean, it's we can do this. We're out here on the road. We're filling up with biodiesel. You know, most of the major carriers have one pump of biodiesel available. Some of them don't. We have run into some spots where it's not available, so our driver is very eco-minded, and he's actually calling some of the major carriers who aren't providing and asking why, and we're all emailing all of the companies and trying to apply a little pressure to get folks to provide this biodiesel for all these buses. And the Green Notes program has been great with helping us out with some of the cost overruns of biodiesel and organic cottons on our apparel and all this, or nice organic food backstage. And it's actually been a really exciting endeavor.
I guess you didn't want to call it Cliff Notes.
No, that one was taken. But yeah, we designed the program with the goal of, you know, ultimately, hopefully, inspiring fans to do something, listeners, music fans, to do something about their environmental impact, and wanted to work with progressive artists who were passionate about the same things that we were. And then Martin came along, and we heard about what he was interested in doing and what he wanted to do. And as he said, this awakening that he had, and it was a perfect, I think, union. And so I applaud him for wanting to use that platform that he has to get the message out.
EcoTalk applauds Clif Bar. You are the definition of a green company, and you keep raising the bar again and again and again, and it's fabulous to see you. I see you at so many events. It's amazing. Obviously, people are buying a lot of Clif Bars, so you can afford to sponsor all these wonderful environmental conferences and athletic events, bike races, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's important to us to be out on the street, so to speak, talking to people. So.
And we're going to stop talking and listen to Wild Angel from Martin Sexton. Thanks so much. Planting seeds for environmental change.